celebrated Canadian architect and the mind behind Agnes Reimagined, the new home of the Agnes Etherington Art Center, is this year's Francis K. Smith Lecturer in Canadian Art. In his talk, Catalyzing Change, Kuwabara presents several recent projects that explore the themes of art and community and the insights he gained working on Agnes Reimagined. Join us on Thursday, March 20th at 6 p.m. in Grant Hall for this exciting event. Tickets are free, but please register by visiting agnes.queensu.ca.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On
the next Way Back Country Jamboree, coming up next on CFRC.
Come on, you old time fiddle loose, come listen while I sing about a dream I had last night, an old time fiddler's thing.
Woman, don't cry and ask me why my fingers always itched to play the fiddle.
Good morning, friends and listeners to the Way Back Country Jamboree on CFRC's 101.9 FM. For the last 9 years, we have always presented the Way Back Country Jamboree, but from now on, we would like to rename the show Way Back Sundays with Johnny. So with that, I'd like to invite y'all in to this Way Back Sundays with Johnny, celebrating this weekend the legendary fiddlers of bygone days. Welcome in, friends.
The show, when he picked up his bow, that good old country music fiddle.
The steel guitars no longer cry, and you can't hear fiddles play.
Oh, and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Someone found that drawing a tight chord over a stringed instrument would produce an unusual sound, and later it was found that the best chord to use was made from the hair of a horse's tail, and that's what's still used today.
Morning, friends and listeners of the Way Back Country Jamboree. From now on, this program will be called the Way Back Sundays with Johnny Show, and I do hope y'all enjoy it. It's just a wee bit of a name change, but the same great show that y'all know and love. With me, Johnny Woodlock, your host with most country western music. With that, I'd like to share that today we will be presenting a tribute to that old-time fiddle music we all know and love, especially here in the North Country of Canada. Such places as the backwoods of our beloved Ontario, including the bush country like that of Ottawa in the mighty Ottawa Valley. The fiddlers date back to when settlers who were overseas came over and settled here with their beloved music, which included, of course, the fiddle, or sometimes referred to as violin. Today I would like to try and remember some of the greatest pioneers and legends of this much beloved instrument, including names like Don Messer, Al Cherney, Ned Landry, Ward Allen, and so many more. So let's begin this program with getting it off to a great start this morning, with dedicating this program to those men and women who made this instrument their life's work, including many personal friends I've met over the years and you will hear on today's program. With that shared, let's open the program this morning with none other than a cover of an old Mac Beatty song called Old Time Fiddler's Dream, and that is today recorded by none other than the Ottawa Valley Meadowlark, Gail Gavin. Then we'll follow with a very special version of Sleigh Ride Reel, as recorded on fiddle by my dear friend and radio uncle, in so many ways, Uncle Ray Chapisky of Eganville, Ontario. Welcome in, friends, and good morning.
My head last night, an old time fiddler's thing. Now all the best from east to west have gathered in that dream, and the first to play the fiddle was Ward Allen with his theme. Ward smiled at me and then he said, I'd like for you to meet a guy from down near Charlottetown who'll make you shake your feet. Don Messer is the guy I mean, a fiddler of renown. Just listen to him play that tune, he calls his own breakdown. a man that sure has style. Winston Fitzgerald is his name, from Cape Breton Isle. The Lanark County fiddlers had me tapping heel and toe. The Creole fiddlers played along, and this is how it goes. Dominic Curley played a waltz to polish off the field. And Johnny Waring joined the fun and played a tune with zeal. And Reggie Hill wound up the show with his old sleigh ride reel.
From Eganville, Ontario, is my dear radio uncle, Uncle Rach Pisky, and the Sleigh Ride Reel. Now, friends and listeners of this great show, I would like to welcome y'all back in following those great opening songs. As we get the show started off, I would like to dedicate a couple of songs to some very special ladies in my life. As Friday was Valentine's Day, with that, I'd like to dedicate to my beloved Mama Dawn a song by our dear friend from Ireland, Margot, the girl from Donegal, and a song I like to call All I Have to Offer You, Mum, Is This Rose. With that, I would like to wish her a very happy belated Valentine's Day. Then we'll have a song going out in loving memory of my late soulmate and best friend, Miss Jenny, who passed away in 2022. Memory of her, and in honor of Valentine's Day, it's going to be a song by our dear friend of Pugwash, Nova Scotia, Peter Trenholm, And You and Me. And then we'll wrap up with another classic fiddle time song here, which our dear friend and listener Jimmy Rogers of upstate New York asked me to play and dedicate to the Black River Valley Old Time Fiddlers Group, a group of fiddlers that he used to play with. And it's going to be a song titled Old Time Fiddle and is done today by Al Cherney. Now, for y'all that don't know, Al Cherney did do some singing, and I do believe he's singing in this old time classic. With that, I'd like to welcome y'all to Way Back Sundays with Johnny, formerly known as Way Back Country Jamboree.
I've been looking through a window at an orchid, mother dear. I wanted so to buy it just for you. I tried to buy that orchid, and Mom, I'll tell you why. Every day should be Mother's Day for you. It's not much to say I love you, but still I hope it shows. This road. But all I have for you, Mom, is this rose. I tried to buy that orchid, and Mom, I'll tell you why. Every day should be Mother's Day. Still, I hope it shows. Though all I have for you, Mom, is this rose. Yes, all I have for you, Mom, is this rose.
Step from this world into eternity. I'll be waiting patiently with friends and family, and we can stroll the streets of gold with Jesus, you and me. The way we always thought that it should be.
the crystal sea, the tree of life eternally, to be ever with the Lord, you and me. Through the flood, on the cross and by the blood, our debt was paid in full. The moment we believe, and they say a cord of three is not broken easily. We know they're tough, the cords of love with Jesus, you and me. You and me will be together, you and me this time forever, just the way we always thought that it should be. The pearly gates, the crystal sea, the tree of life eternally, to be ever with the Lord, you and me. To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
I got a little tune wherever I go. Play on the fiddle wherever I go. Play it on my fiddle with a half a dollar bow. Gonna tune up the fiddle, rosin my bow, rosin this fiddle, and play a little tune wherever I go. I got my fiddle when I travel around. Play a little tune in every little town. Soldier's joy and a bit of old Joe. Play it on my fiddle with a half a dollar bow. Gonna tune up a fiddle,
tune up this fiddle,
rosin my bow,
rosin this fiddle,
and play a little tune wherever I go. Me, but her and the fiddle, they didn't agree. She told me I had to take my pick. So the very next day, I packed my grip and I
tuned up the fiddle,
rosin my bow,
rosin his bow,
to play a little tune wherever I go. With a half a dollar bow, gonna tune up the fiddle,
rosin
my bow,
rosin this fiddle,
and play a little tune wherever I go.
I'm just singing Newfoundlander, and I sing a happy song.
Hello, friends. This is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here over CFRC 101.9 Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
And our singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
Well, yes, Yes, friends, once again, we're back here on Way Back, and with that, we would like to say that we're going to take our weekly trip up into the mighty Ottawa Valley now, the valley we have always called our second home. With that, I'd like to send out a special song to none other than my radio family and friends, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Chapisky up there in Neganville, Ontario. For them today, it's going to be a legendary man we all remember as Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, Mac Beatty, and a fiddle, guitar, and washboard, which is the story about the old-time Melodeers. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my other dear friends up in Arnprior, Ontario, part of the valley, and that is none other than Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Arnprior, Ontario. And Vic has a wonderful show over Valley Heritage Radio every Sunday. With that mentioned, it's going to be a classic by Andy Lusk, the Laurentian Fiddlers. Now this song is about the fiddlers out of the Laurentian Mountains of the Ottawa Valley. Then we'll wrap up with none other than another dear friend of ours, and that of course is the legendary Eddie Francis, who is one of the newest inductees into the Country Music Hall of Fame in Ottawa, and a song about his late father called Fiddlin' Joe, who was also a figure in the Ottawa Valley area. So with that, I'd like to say good day to all my Valley listeners and say, here we go with some real classics.
Here's the story of the Melodeers. It's called A Fiddle, Guitar, and Washboard. Just a country boy, and country music I enjoy. I learned to like it years ago from listening to the radio. When I grew up, I formed a band, not too big, you understand. We brought the best we could afford with a fiddle, guitar, and washboard. Yes, a fiddle, guitar, and washboard, that was all we could afford. But still, the like to hear us play, and play we did, and still today. You often see us on TV, down on Don Messer's Jubilee. We play the best we can afford, with a fiddle, guitar, and washboard. Started 20 years ago at Pembroke on the radio, and out around Lake Dory Way, the folks all came to hear us play. Yes, those are very happy years. We call our band Max Melodeers, and through the years, the fan mail poured for a fiddle, guitar, and washboard. A fiddle, guitar, and washboard, that was all we could afford. But still, they like to hear us play, and play we did, and still today. You often see us on TV, down on Don Messer's Jubilee. We play the best we can afford, with a fiddle, guitar, and washboard. Through the years we branched out some. We got ourselves a bass and drum, the best piano in the land, and a steel guitar rounds out the band. So if you're ever up away, the hotel rent room where we play, drop in my friend, you won't be bored, with a fiddle, guitar, and washboard. And there, my friend, is the story of the Melodeers.
Walk, swing, and sway. But the collar holder, don't you know, and the fiddle start to play. Along Miller Ridge Mountains and up through Camel's Bay. In the shadow of the Gatto, you could hear those fiddles play. Now Harlan, Bird, and Sally, from Beach Cove they'd come. And when they played the breakdown, you could hear that fiddle moan. And then there's George McKinney, a fiddler dancer too. He plays the meanest fiddle, and he can shake his shoes. To Patty and Francis Daly, a pair that's hard to beat. The Malkin played the fiddle, and step dance very neat. And Potty played his fiddle, it's not hard to understand. One of the finest fiddlers I've ever walked our land. plays at Shelburne, there's something we can boast. He'll be the champion fiddler, fight from coast to coast. Now Andy and Johnny Doherty, from high upon the hill, play at the pines where the fiddle whines and the lonely whippoorwill. The Salmon Brothers, they can play that fiddle any day. Along the Ridge of Mountains, where the finest fiddlers play. Dominic Curry and Ivan McKinnon, Cal Cummings too. They all can play the fiddle tunes as all good fiddlers do. Well, if I forgot somebody, I'm sorry I must say. Along the Ridge of Mountains, where the finest fiddlers play. Along the Ridge of Mountains, where the finest fiddlers play.
His parents came from the land of Poe in search of a better life. He was born in the hills below, well known to a world of hope and strife. But the barefoot boy would share his joy, and the hills they would echo. As he diddled and fiddled his musical toy, so they call him Fiddlin' Joe. When the call went out for Fiddlin' Joe, no matter what the style, a barn dance or a music show was greeted with a smile. Though the money was small, he loved them all to dance and shout bravo. As he made his rounds through valley towns, how they loved their Fiddlin' Joe. When he tunes up his fiddle and he rosins the bow, his face is all and around we go. Swing your partner to the do-si-do, dancing to the music of Fiddlin' Joe. Did they know this young fellow whose music touched the soul would one day grow from embryo to the fiddle on a roll? Throughout the land his gifted hand the seeds of fame it sowed. That's why we say hooray, hooray for the man called Fiddlin' Joe. His legacy to humanity is to always give his best. On Judgment Day they'll count the ways his music passed the test. So if the Hall of Fame should call his name with the honor to bestow, we'll award the prize and immortalize the man called Fiddlin' Joe. When he tunes up his fiddle and he rots the bow, his place is all and around we go. Swing your partner to the do-si-do, dancing to the music of Fiddlin' Joe. The do-si-do, dancing to the music of Fiddlin' Joe.
Yes, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to a very special interview from 2021 that has never seen nor aired over CFRC 101.9 FM. With that shared, it is an interview that was recorded in winter of 2021 with our dear friend and pioneer of the Ottawa Valley, Peter Dawson, fiddle legend and country music Hall of Famer. Now, this will be the first of three special interviews today that have been pre-recorded, and following this interview, we will hear an all-time favorite by Peter that he recorded on fiddle titled None Other Than the Gatineau Reel. So with that, here is a true legend of the Ottawa Valley and a true friend of mine for many, many years now, Peter Dawson.
Hey, John. It's really nice to be with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you too, Peter. So if we may go back, what are your earliest musical memories?
Well, it goes back to my father was an old-time fiddler, and most of the time when I was 4, 5, 6 years old, I would go to the dances. my mother and father would take me to these country dances, and he would be playing the fiddle, and they'd have a piano player, a guitar player, a banjo player for accompaniment, and they would dance the evening away. That's where I got my tempo for playing dance music. My father used to say, once I did start playing the violin, he says, "Now, you watch the very best dancer on the floor, and watch his feet, and you play with that dancer."
Okay.
And in that way, the fiddle player would get the actual proper rhythm of playing, like the polkas, the waltzes, the two steps, the shardizes, and so on. And that was my first introduction before I even started playing the violin. And my pickup of the violin, as far as I can recollect, I guess it must have been 5 years old. My father would pick up the fiddle and play two or three notes, dum da 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 dum, and he would hand the fiddle to me, and I'd stretch my little hands and go with the bow and dum da 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 dum. And then the next part, da 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 da, and so on. That way, I got to learn a tune in a day, just by ear, by him playing a few notes and handing the fiddle to me to repeat.
Did you always know once you picked up that first fiddle that you would always be that instrumentalist that you would be?
I loved it from the start.
Yeah, did you?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, very much so. Yes.
Oh, yeah. During the 1940s, you formed your first band.
Yes, I was going to school at the time, high school, and I formed a little band, and I played. There were three main cities in the Okanagan. There was Vernon, about an hour north, and Penticton, to an hour south of Kelowna. Kelowna was my hometown. I got to play on the Kelowna radio station, and then the other stations asked me to play there too. So it was CKOV Kelowna, as I could recollect, CJIB, that was the Vernon station, KOK was the Penticton. Now, this is before television. The radio was well listened to at the time. And each of these cities would have a mini Grand Ole Opry. They would have a lot of the local artists that can play and sing would come up, and then they'd have an hour show, and they would fill the hall with people hungry for this live local entertainment.
Tell us a little bit about the old fiddle factory that you owned on Bronson in Ottawa.
The original fiddle factory was short-lived. It was on Bank Street.
Okay.
And I was only there a year. I was paying pretty high rent, and I made enough money to put a down payment on a building on Bronson.
Yes.
And when I moved to Bronson, I changed the name to Peter Dawson Violin.
Okay.
And that's the way it remained until I sold the business.
You being the legend of the Ottawa Valley that you are, what makes the Valley music so special, in your opinion?
Well, I think it just goes back to the, in this area where I'm at here, in Pembroke, all the music originated in the lumber camps.
Yes.
It was originally settled by French Canadians and Irish and a spattering of Scots.
Yes.
Of course, they all brought the music with them, and you put that whole thing together, and you get and they had step dancers.
Yes, of course.
They used to step dance for entertainment in the logging camps. When they went to the logging camps, they went at freeze-up time, and they didn't come back until the ice and the snow started to melt.
So in the spring, yes, okay.
Yeah, or after it was melted, because they had to dump the logs into the river.
Of course, yes.
And for entertainment, somebody would have a fiddle in the camp, and they would entertain themselves by dancing on the old...
And that's where the old song, the logger's song, came from.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, and a lot of others too. Yeah,
yes.
That's quite correct.
Yes.
And I guess it did develop a certain amount of tunes that they played. I don't know if there was a particular Ottawa Valley sound other than the tunes that they play, which were just good old time tunes, spattering of French, Irish, Scottish, all put together, and then some good Canadian writers too that contributed.
Exactly, like Mac Beattie and yourself and all those ones.
Yes, I was with Mac Beattie for 7 years.
Oh, yes? What was he like?
He was a great fella.
Was he?
He was a great fella, full of fun, always pulling little tricks on the guys.
Okay.
He was a big man, 6'3 or 6'4.
Oh, really?
And he actually had almost had a career in hockey. He was a goalkeeper.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, okay. he went to Nanaimo, BC, to the junior team there, and several other ones. And somewhere along the line, he got into a fracas and he lost an eye.
Oh,
and
wow.
Put an end to his hockey. At that time, especially in hockey, nobody wore, goalkeepers didn't wear masks.
Exactly. It wasn't a practice back then to wear the mask.
That's right. And anyhow, yeah, no, Mac was a wonderful fella to
work. Do you have any favorite stories of him?
Well, he had been out late one night, and I guess he got into trouble when he got home.
Oh, is that right?
And anyhow, he came to me, and I said, Mac, how did it go last night? He says, well, he says, there's a fresh fall of snow. He says, well, I'm just out there trying to cover up my tracks, he says. He had the real Ottawa Valley sense of humor.
Yes. Yeah,
there's a lot of them around here with that kind of sense of humor, and I just enjoy the heck out of these people.
Did you ever work with Orville Prophet?
Yes.
What was he like?
But not on a steady basis, just I think I did two or three shows.
Oh, yes.
Where I was with a backup band and he was a guest.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In fact, it was more than that, probably five or six shows. Think of it now.
I see.
Yes, and he was a great entertainer.
Yes, he sure was, and a great singer, too.
Yeah, and the first time I met him actually was in 1956.
Okay.
And he had signed with a label out of New York and had moved to the States and had done the odd guest appearance on WWVA Wheeling, West Virginia, which I was there at the time as a player, a musician. His name then was changed to Johnny Six.
Yes, of course, yes.
Yeah. Yes, I met him backstage just before he was going on to a fellow Canadian. And yes, that was way back then.
And so, Peter, you have worked with a lot of them, as I say. Who was your favorite Ottawa Valley legend to work with?
Oh, Ottawa Valley legend would be Mac, of course.
Mac, yes, okay.
Yeah, oh yeah, I enjoyed the heck out of him.
Yes,
He was just so much fun.
Yes, I'd imagine. And what are your thoughts on writing a book someday?
Well, I don't know about that. I'd have to sit down and do a lot of thinking.
Yes, but you have a lot of the stories, I'd imagine, Peter, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I've got a little cute one about Lucille Starr here.
Okay.
She was just the brightest and happiest girl to travel west that you ever saw. She's an upper.
Oh, yes.
Anyhow, one of the stories is that we're going through Saskatchewan on the way to a show on the main highway going through east-west, and we hit one devil of a rainstorm, one of those that you can't see one side of the road or the other, and we're running late, and we have to get to this place and get set up and get the sound system set up and get everything going at the hall, and the windshield wiper broke. On the driver's side.
Wow, that'd be bad.
Wouldn't work. Oh, boy, we're in trouble here. Because Bob Regan was driving, and he couldn't see a darn thing.
Wow.
Lucille's, okay, boys, take your shoelaces off. Take them all off. She proceeds to tie all the shoelaces together. Okay, somebody get out there and tie it to the windshield wiper. If we put one side through the left window, and the other side of the shoelace, and the other side of the window. Okay, well, one pulls, one lets go. One pulls, one left pull, right pull, left pull, right pull. We got the windshield wiper working with the shoelace.
Yeah.
That was the kind of girl Lucille was, and I was sad enough to hear about her death here a month or so ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would like to see her one more time. She was living in Las Vegas. Yeah, she'd been there for quite some time.
So, for those wondering, what is the difference, you being a fiddle man, what is the difference between a fiddle and a violin?
You don't know how many times I've been asked that.
Probably too many.
There's lots of stock answers. I'll give you one. If you're playing a Bach sonata by Johann Sebastian Bach, you can call it a violin.
Okay.
If you're playing the Orange Blossom, you can call it a fiddle.
Sounds good. Yes, exactly.
A violin has strings. a fiddle has strang.
Exactly, Peter. Another question. Inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame of the Ottawa Valley back in 99, what has this title been like?
Well, it's just an honor to be with my peers, and amongst them also a great honor. I was also inducted into the North American Hall of Fame.
Yes, you sure have been.
Yeah, and it's just an honor, you know, and amongst the players, especially the Canadian ones that I play with a lot here in the, you know, in the last 20, 30 years.
The last question, Peter, for today, and that is, how would you like your legacy to be remembered as a fiddle player in the Ottawa Valley, and a darn good one at that?
Probably in the tunes that I've written, because they'll last longer than I will.
Okay.
And I noticed that a lot of the young players are picking up some of my tunes and are playing them a lot at festivals and contests and things like that. I think that's
great.
What I left behind is my music. But my playing has been gone, okay? So at some point it'll be gone and I'll be gone. The tunes will live on.
But we'll talk to you later, Peter. Thank you for a wonderful interview.
Okay, all the very best to you, John.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ago when the earth was green and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen.
Happy mornings, here's your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock, and I'd like to share with y'all a great opportunity to travel back in time to the legendary Irish Rovers. They're still touring across Canada and also making a special stop in Brockville, Ontario, just down the road here from Kingston. At the Brockville Arts Centre on March 5th, the doors open at 7:30 and the tickets are $60 plus taxes and fees. And it's going to be one night you won't want to miss. So get your tickets today at BrockvilleArtsCenter.com. So come one, come all to the legendary Irish Rovers.
They'd run around free while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn.
Well, yes, friends, it's once again that time in the program to turn back the years to the golden age of country music vinyl. As we do this, we must first open the vinyl blast from Vinyl Past, Vinyl Vault Door. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's pay tribute to one of the greatest pioneers of country music to ever use fiddle very heavily and depend on fiddle in his music, none other than the Cherokee Cowboy, Ray Price. With that mentioned, he always was famous for his twin fiddles and Texas-style music. So let's turn back the years and remember an all-time classic off the original 45 single of One Fiddle, Two Fiddle. So we'll be back following this. Send us up into top of the hour.
When my daddy had the blues, he'd always play the fiddle on that old farm that never yielded much. He'd sit out on the porch with a full moon for his spotlight, and I'd fall asleep to that old song, Faded Love. Taught me how to draw a bow and my first chords on the guitar. We played those country dances for free. Now I never feel as proud as when we please a crowd. I never chose the music, it chose me. One fiddle, two fiddle, three fiddles play that three-part harmony. Brings back sweet memories. One fiddle, two fiddle, three fiddles play. My mind wanders back to yesterday. Now we'll make you want to dance. There ain't a cow in Texas at a county fair or on the radio. They'll swing you down to San Antonio or take you back to Tulsa with an old-time waltz or a two-step heel and toe. One fiddle, two fiddle, three fiddles play. That three-part harmony brings back sweet memories. One fiddle, two fiddle, three fiddles play as my mind wanders back to yesterday. As my mind wanders back to yesterday.
And my arms keep
Yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first hour, the Way Back Sundays with Johnny. And with that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to the end of this hour with, of course, three legends that relied heavily on the fiddle-inspired music in their style music. With that mentioned, let's pay tribute to the king of country music, all-time pioneer and legend Roy Acuff, who is a fiddle player himself in many ways, and he's got an all-time classic titled Precious Memories. Then we'll follow with the wandering boy of country music, Webb Pierce, who was also a well-known man who used a lot of fiddle in his time. And it's going to be an all-time classic titled Kneel at the Cross. And then we'll send us up into the very top of the hour with none other than Hank Williams and his old fiddle player, Jerry Rivers, and I Saw the Light. And this one, of course, is going out to my beloved father, my late father, who always loved this song by Hank. So with that, we'll talk to you on the other side of the hour. Good morning, friends.
Begin life again. I'm Fred Penner, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on CFRC 101.9 FM, right here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes up, we're gonna shine.
Well, yes, friends.